Well, the Devils have taken a 3-2 series lead in the Eastern Conference Finals. On the ice last night in New York.
Slip back along again, directed in by Gianta. Kovalchuk moves in after it. Gianta comes by, came up with it in center. Score! Carter on the centering pass from Gianta, and it's 4-3.
That Ryan Carter tally in the waning moments of the third period helped the Devils hang on to beat the Rangers in Game 5, 5-3. Sound courtesy of NBC. New Jersey grabbed the early lead, scoring three times in the first 10 minutes, but the Rangers regrouped to tie the score at 3-3 before that Carter goal. Zach Parise added an empty netter for the Devils, who can finish off the Rangers in Newark Friday night. To the NBA postseason on the hardwood last night in Philadelphia.
There's a lot of energy being spent out here, but the ball is not going anywhere.
Turner the spin, the reverse, and one! And Philadelphia takes the lead!
That Evan Turner layup, two of his 12 points, gave the 76ers a lead they'd never give back, as they have forced a Game 7 by beating the Celtics in a sloppy contest, 82-75. Sound courtesy of ESPN. Drew Holiday scored a team-high 20 points for the 76ers, who will travel to Boston for Game 7 Saturday night. In other NBA news, Miami's Udonis Haslem has been suspended one game, and fellow teammate Dexter Pittman has been suspended for three after each committed flagrant fouls in Game 5. The Pacers and Heat square off in Game 6 tonight. To baseball in the American League, Alex Rodriguez homered twice in support of Andy Pettitte as the Yankees routed Kansas City 8-3. The White Sox blanked Minnesota 6-0, Seattle topped Texas 5-3, the Angels got by Oakland 3-1 in 11, Tampa Bay slipped past Toronto 5-4, Cleveland dumped Detroit 4-2, and Daniel Nava and Kelly Shopik both went deep to power Boston to a 6-5 win over Baltimore. Over to the NL, Jonathan Nease allowed one run in 7 2/3 as the Mets beat the Pirates 3-1. Philadelphia downed Washington 3-1. Houston beat the Cubs 5-1. St. Louis doubled up San Diego 6-3. Milwaukee outlasted San Francisco 8-5. Colorado clipped Miami 8-4. And Cincinnati held off Atlanta 2-1. In horse racing, Triple Crown contender I'll Have Another returned to the track for the first time since winning the Preakness with a jog around Belmont Park on Wednesday. The colt arrived in New York on Sunday to begin preparations for the Belmont Stakes on June 9th, when he'll try to become horse racing's 12th Triple Crown winner. And in Olympics news, the IOC has narrowed the search for the 2020 Summer Olympics host city to Tokyo, Madrid, or Istanbul. I'm Tristan O'Neill, WAMC News.